So I'll go over a few points which I've understood or experienced over the years of my practice of meditation. First of all, it's very clear for sadhakas like us, meditation is essential for the realization of the truth taught and lived by Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi. He tells us effortless and choiceless awareness is our natural state. And if we can be in it, it is good. Otherwise, effort is required. The effort of deliberate meditation. And meditation brings about our fitness for practicing the self-inquiry method taught by Bhagavan. Often people will hear of self-inquiry, read about it, and realize its direct method is so appropriate for our times and the quickest and straightest way to the realization of the self. So they will take that up immediately upon reading about it. And that may be the first time they actually practice meditation seriously with an objective. But what usually happens, they may go to other sorts of practices after taking up initially the self-inquiry, because the self-inquiry often requires a very stilled and controlled mind to be successful. So Bhagavan has given us other methods for practicing. He condoned the use of japa, repetition of God's name, or the chanting of slokas. Even devotees used to sing in his presence. These are all methods for stilling the mind, making it one-pointed. In Arunachala Ashram, for many decades, we would chant every evening for a half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we would have silent meditation. I personally found it very helpful, chanting or singing bhajans, for focusing the mind in a devout and emotionally devout way, directing it towards God, the source of our being. And by doing that, when it came time for silent meditation, my mind will naturally sink into that. So that's an effective way of stilling the mind initially, if it's not stilled automatically. Now, after some time, when you have been chanting for many years, some people find that the mind becomes still automatically as soon as they sit down, even before the preliminary chanting of slokas or repetition of names. That may happen to some people, and it may not. Nevertheless, Bhagavan said, japa will have its result, and no thought will ever go in vain. But if you find that your mind becomes still automatically when you sit for meditation, it may not be necessary, because a still mind is required for having an effective self-inquiry experience and the results thereof. Again, when chanting or doing japa, Bhagavan advises to watch in a devotional way where from the sound arises within you. The sound and the eye thought arise from the same place, the heart. So both the sound and tracing the eye thought to its source will take you to the source. Equally, the breath watched and where from the breath issues forth That also will take you inward toward the self. And by doing this practice or any type of meditation, the vasanas will slowly dissipate. And only when the vasanas dissipate does the mind actually become still. What's important for sadhakas like us is to do meditation regularly, at least morning and evening. The mind then becomes habituated to this routine, and it becomes easier over time. One will find that the three gunas will at times play a role in how deep and effective our meditation is. Regardless of the tamasic or rajasic or sattvic influence that prevails at the time of meditation, we should, in all earnestness, continue with the scheduled practice of prayer and meditation. But when we find the sattvic mode predominant, Bhagavan advises us to take advantage of the opportunity to prolong our practice of meditation. Spiritual evolution is a process. One has to dedicate his or her life to this ideal. And then only the practice will bear fruit. Ultimately, the peace and joy experience of meditation will continue during your daily activities. And to this state, we should perform whatever work we take up with one-pointed attention, sincerity, honesty, and most importantly, detachment, vairagya. If we can perform our duties in this manner, being unconcerned whether the endeavor brings gain or loss, with the attitude I mentioned above, that work becomes the sadhana and will take us forward on the spiritual path. But the one important thing is when we sit for meditation is to remember that the objective is to realize that the thinking person that we identify ourselves with, that we are always interested in, and built up a whole facade of personality around, is not who we truly are. We have to put aside everything and believe that only the death of that ego existence that we think we are is a portal to the immortal existence that we really are. So personally, when I sit for meditation, I feel like I'm lying down in the coffin at my funeral. For the world has come to an end for me. The body has come to an end. The mind in its thinking has come to an end. And what continues to exist is that consciousness, that awareness. That alone is our real nature. And if we focus solely on that, it will ultimately take us to the realization that we are one and everything is one. And we are immersed in the ocean of peace and happiness, which is our natural state. And we had forgotten all this time, life after life, birth after birth, death after death. But here we are, face to face with that true nature of who we are. And we can now throw ourselves into it and forget all else. That is the means of going deeper and deeper into your real state of being.